Time to turn to the Word. Would you turn with me, please, to Romans chapter 8? Romans chapter 8. And I'd like to read from verse 18 to verse 23. Romans chapter 8, 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. I want to speak to you this morning about one word. That word is until. Until. It occurs quite a number of times in the Scriptures. Sometimes it's T-I-double-L, it's the same in the Greek, same in the Hebrew. Until or till, count them as equal. You see, we live in the great until. We call it sometimes the church age. We may call it the age of grace. Sometimes it's called the age of the Holy Spirit. We live in between. This is the meanwhile between the two comings of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was a period that was not well seen by the Old Testament prophets. There was a gap, there was a valley, they couldn't see into it. They could see across it, but not into it. And God's program is for the Jews to be set aside during this age. Oh, he's not finished with them. Their glory is still to come. But right now the bride is being prepared. You can tell I've just been to a wedding. This is the time for the calling out of the Gentiles, because the heavenly bridegroom is to be presented with a Gentile bride. And that includes us, if you're a true believer. Come with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. This is a verse that we quite often use when we meet around the Lord's table. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. There it is. It's only till he comes. We're waiting for something. We're watching for something. We're working for something. Oh, someone. That's more like it. You see, we don't live in an open-ended pipeline of time. There are goals, there are aims, there are targets, there's fulfillment. We're in this vale of tears until. We read some of it from Romans 8. We're locked in this vicious spiritual battle until. We're groaning in this body until. We meet, or you meet in this building, until. We celebrate the Lord's Supper until he come. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show or declare the Lord's death till he come. Now this is not the first until. The previous age had prominent in its worship animal sacrifices. The animal's blood was shed as a covering for sin until the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, until he came. That was the until then. It looked forward to the ultimate Lamb, the Lamb of God. You see, a sacrifice is necessary for the covering of sin. Man fell into sin. You know the story of the Garden of Eden. Sad story. And we're all affected by it. And that broke communion with God. Sin separated man from God. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Ah, there's a judgment upon it. God provided a sacrificial system. God provided a tribe of priests. And animal sacrifices with the shedding of blood were performed until the lamb, the real lamb, were to come. For they were all a type of him, he the antitype. They were the shadow, he's the substance. But they did that until he came. If perchance, and this often happened of course, a man, head of a household, was convicted of his sin or the sin of the household, he could bring a lamb. It had to be a lamb without blemish and so on. And he could bring it to the priest. And as the priest received it from him, he would put his hand on the head of the lamb, which was symbolic, you might say, of confessing his sin and of his worthiness to die, but the lamb dying in his place. That was until. Our lamb has died in our place. That's wonderful, isn't it? You see, sometimes I do a little bit of an exercise on furniture. I mean, a verbal one. In the previous dispensation, the furniture was an altar. And at that altar, they used to look back to the fall and forward to the coming. You see, the altar was for the until. We live in the next dispensation, the next major one. Hey, there's no altar. Any altar in this dispensation is illegitimate. We have a table. And at the table, we look back to the cross and forward to the coming. That's my exercise in furniture. In the next dispensation, it'll be a throne. And the throne will look back to his coming and forward to the glory of the age. Yes. Well, at the table we show the Lord's death till he come. You see, we know that we've sinned. I hope you do. Sins of the flesh, sins of the mind, lies, cheating, stealing, harsh words, hatred, bitterness, and so on. An endless list. And we're all guilty of at least some of them. Most of all, turning our backs upon God. But God has provided the perfect sacrifice. Infinite. Abundant. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We see Christ crucified for us. Beautiful picture. Hard to look upon, but a beautiful picture. Christ died for our sins according to Scriptures. He was buried. He rose again the third day according to Scriptures, and he was seen by many faithful witnesses. That's the gospel. Nine elements, the gospel. And we believe the testimony of his resurrection. So we look back to the cross. We look forward to the coming. We show the Lord's death till he come. That means we preach the gospel till he comes. Yes, we live in this great until. Now, there are several aspects of the until. And the first one, my first point is, until completed. If a workman begins work at 7:30 a.m. and knocks off at 4, he works until his day's work is completed. Or there's another concept, and that is, and by the way, then he comes to another day, the next day. He goes back to work. And then he finally comes to the milestone of retirement. His work life is completed. It's a dangerous time. Watch it. But then another concept or another workman, he may be working on a project. Say a pipeline. That's what I'm familiar with too, way back. You work on a pipeline until the pipeline's connected and it's completed. Or a builder building a house. He works and he builds until the house is completed. So there are many such untils in God's dealings with us. Here's one. Genesis chapter 3, verse 19. Genesis chapter 3, verse 19. God said to Adam. Genesis 3, 19. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till, or until, thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. You take part in the things of this earth until your life is completed. For some people, it's a grind, a daily grind. You go to work to earn some money, to buy some bread, to give you strength, to go to work, to earn some money, to buy some bread. And that was what it was talking about in Romans 8, wasn't it? Do you eat to live or do you live to eat? Well, listen, for the Christian, it's not a grind. It's a joy to live for Christ. And then there's the blessed hope. He's coming back to receive us to himself. But for the unsaved, there isn't much to look forward to. And they don't like to think about it. There's not much to hope for. Nothing, in fact. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. We occupy this earthbound scene until the grave, until it's completed. Your earthly life is complete. But there are greater things. This life is but a gateway to a greater life. We only follow the earthly round until God has some things to complete. Come to Matthew chapter 5, verse 18. Matthew chapter 5, verse 18. I'll start in verse 17. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, until heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. There's something to be completed. There's something to be fulfilled. Come to Matthew 22. Matthew 22. Matthew chapter 22, verse 44. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. There it is again. That's from Psalm 110. Fulfillment of prophecy too, by the way. And then in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 13. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 13. I'll start in verse 12. I like to give a bit of lead up and context. But this man, this is the Lord Jesus Christ, God's man, Son of Man. This man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. The great until. So one day he's going to leave up there because his task up there will be completed. He's praying for us now. That's a big job, isn't it? And he'll come back here. Eventually, his enemies will be forced to bow. He supports us now from the glory. We need him too. And then at the close of this age, he comes and judges the world. Now there's a little bit, there's the 7 years, we'll mention that in a moment, but he comes and judges the world. And so we continue until the close of Christ's heavenly ministry. Come with me to Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21, verse 24. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Now, I got excited in June 1967 when I saw the victory that the Lord gave Israel. And I remember a picture of Moshe Dayan with other soldiers, and they gathered at what was the Wailing Wall. They stopped calling it the Wailing Wall. They're calling it the Western Wall now. And I thought, it's all over. The age of the Gentiles finished. Oh, no. Jerusalem's still trodden down. Yes. It's going to be trodden down even by the armies of the Antichrist. Nevertheless, the times of the Gentiles must be completed and fulfilled. And we have a goodly... We need to live a goodly testimony until that day. You do show the Lord's death till he come. So that was my first point. The great until completed. Second one, until superfluous or redundant or no longer necessary. Quite a number of years ago, but quite a number of years after World War II, a lone Japanese soldier was discovered on a Pacific island. He'd lived there alone since World War II. He didn't know what had happened. He was still a soldier. He was still ready for war, but he was superfluous. He was redundant because there was no war. He had fought for his country, but with the surrender, the conflict ceased. The circumstances that had made him a soldier were removed. There was a little incident, similar but different, if I may, in Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2. Remember that Joseph and Mary fled to Egypt for safety. So Matthew chapter 2, verse 13. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Well, that until was fulfilled, and it was safe. Similar thing. Circumstances changed. Until superfluous. Now in Luke chapter 19, verses 11 to 13. Luke 19:11. And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, Occupy till I come. Occupy till I come. His return was part of the deal, wasn't it? Occupy till I come. He's saying, when I come, there'll be a different set of circumstances, but meanwhile, get on with the job. And that comes to us too, doesn't it? Go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature, and so on. Get on with the job. Seek the lost. Build churches until it's superfluous. So we make our plans and we do the task. Business as usual, but ready to meet him. One day you won't need to witness. Have you ever thought of that? Because... For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. That's good. I'm looking forward to that. But meanwhile, this world needs our testimony. This world needs the gospel. Meanwhile, we do show the Lord's death till he come. Number three, until terminated. Now, a couple of times we travelled from Sydney to Melbourne on the Aurora, the Southern Aurora and the Spirit of Progress. It was 500 miles plus, 800 k's plus. You couldn't go any further that way and you couldn't go any further that way. I'm not sure whether I got my directions right, but we couldn't go beyond Central at that end and we couldn't go beyond Spencer Street on this end. One time we were held up at Campbelltown, that's about 45 minutes short of Central. We sat there because we knew that we had to get going again until the terminus at Central. Until terminated. Think of a different kind of termination, if you like. When I was in the army, we used to have what we called tabloid sports. We played various sports at a military camp and then... they'd take us out and we'd have a certain time to compete with air guns. And then we'd have a certain time to compete on roller skates. And then, can't remember how we did this, but there was a Ferris wheel and there was a flying fox. We had to go across the river and back on the flying fox. And there was an obstacle course. You know what they do in the army. But what happened, we would go, we're divided up into groups and we'd stay at a certain event until the bell rang. And then we'd move on to the next one, you see. Until terminated. Until the bell rang. Until God calls time on this age, we continue. In Luke chapter 17, just back a little bit. Luke chapter 17, here's something that occurred in the past. Verse 27. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. That was the end of it, except for those in the flood, in the ark. They were stopped by the flood. They were stopped by the judgment of God. They carried on, pretty awful, until terminated. And this world's sin will go on until terminated by judgment. Now the ark is a double type. In the ark we see the Lord Jesus Christ, our ark of safety, who will take us through, safely through, the judgment of eternity. But also there's a picture there of a miraculous preservation of a small number of Jews during the Great Tribulation. They're going to be decimated, but God will preserve some. But the gross sin will be terminated by the judgment of the Great Tribulation. Much of it will, anyway. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 30. The Lord Jesus giving a parable. And he says, let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. And there's going to be an end time. There's going to be a harvest in the days that come. Will you be ready for the coming of the Lord? Or will your life be terminated in judgment, in the great tribulation? There's time in this until to turn. Turn before the until is terminated. We continue to share the gospel. We share it until he comes. And the fourth point is until superseded. We hang on to what we have until something better comes along. Motor dealers are all advertising, update, update, update. You need a better car. You need a new car. Trade in the old one on something new. Well, that doesn't touch me very much. I had a Valiant for 20 years. It was 5 years old when I bought it. And people would say, how long are you going to keep this? I said, I'm keeping this till the rapture. But he postponed the rapture, so now I've got a Ford. Right. But think about the blacksmith. He used to forge horseshoes and nail them on day after day. Every village had a blacksmith, good tradesman. He worked faithfully until he was superseded. The same type of work is still performed as forging and welding and so on, the assembly line. But the poor old horse has been mainly superseded. And so too the village blacksmith. You see, our circumstances will one day be superseded. Our lifestyle will be superseded. I read from Romans 8. Yes. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God, and so on. And then, verse 22, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves, groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. The until, one day. We stay in what we're in until superseded. Well, I need to share with you, I'm sure you already know, but I better make sure that it's clear. How will it be superseded? It may be we'll all go together. Wouldn't that be wonderful? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 13. For I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. That means the dead in Christ. That ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. I love that verse 17. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we all go together? Don't know when. Soon. We're ready. I hope you're ready. I certainly hope you are. Yes. The earthly life of the Christian will be superseded. The world system and man's government will be superseded. That's a relief. By the 1,000-year reign of Christ. Meanwhile, here's another one. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Verse 14, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times he shall show, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honour and power everlasting. Amen. Wonderful, isn't it? Wonderful. But it's business as usual until he takes us up. James chapter 5, verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Well, I've come to love this word, until. I guess you can tell. But we have a life to live. We have a task to perform. Let's not be found wanting. Occupy till he comes. Yes, a life to live, a task to perform. But those who have not believed have a problem to solve. You have this life until the grave, and then an eternal agony in a dubious place where there's no until. It's forever. You can continue in sin, if you will, until the judgment stop you, or you can make your peace with God today. Well, there it is. We show the Lord's death till he come. He's coming soon. I'm sure you're reading many of the signs, the growing signs, the developing darkness. He's coming soon. Won't be long. Soon now, we'll see him. And I'm looking forward to that. Meanwhile, be faithful. Amen.